Please join me in the prayer of confession. Eternal and all-powerful God, create and awake us in a new and contrite heart, that we may regret our sins, recognize our weaknesses, and receive from you.
Lord.
Loving God, you put away nothing of what you have created, and you forget the sins of those who repent. Lord. Everlasting God, we have not loved you enough in our brothers and sisters. We seek forgiveness of you and of each other.
Lord, have mercy. God of all mercy,
grant us full pardon and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, for your great glory, we gather together your separated people. Let us no longer live beside each other as strangers. Satisfy the longing of our hearts, grant our rightful requests, and unite us soon in your holy name. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns eternally. Amen. A reading from Acts. Now, the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of life. Please stand for the Psalter, Psalm 133, found on page 850. How good and pleasant it is when we live together in unity.
It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down upon the beard, of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes.
It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord is blessing, life forevermore. Reading from 1 John. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard and what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with God and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with God and with the one begotten Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from God and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in God there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with God while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sins. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, the one who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make God a liar, and God's word is not in us. The word of God for the people of God.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples taught him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand, and put my finger in the mark of the nails, and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hands and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I prepared something. If I say, "There's a puppy in the box," no one would believe it. Well, there's no puppy in the box. I prepared the box for the children's sermon. And it's just a bunch of candies here. As an adult, we don't easily trust. And there's an old saying that, "Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me." So living in the modern society, we all know that life is not easy. And somehow life is like a jungle. We must know how to protect ourselves. Even Bible says something about our society. Matthew says that because of the increase of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. In the King James Version, it says, "Because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. And in the children's Bible, the most easiest version is that there will be more and more evil in this world. So most of people will stop showing their love for one another. Well, many of us may think that Thomas' request is reasonable. You have to see it and believe it. As an adult, we don't easily trust when something is still unsure. We like things under our control. So in the case, risks and uncertainty will be reduced at most. So maturity is not only a physical development, but also a mental, emotional, and spiritual for living fully developed as an adult. Before I became a Christian, I was an atheist. I had never heard of anything about Christianity or knowing anything about God. I believe everything is logical. There are always certain reasons behind all the events. Well, in 1990, my parents and I survived a fire accident, which resulted in 75% burns of my body, including my face. And after a week of struggling with the threat of death, I woke from a deep coma. It was an unforgettable life experience. Sometimes, from above, another me saw my own body lying there and people around my dying body. And sometimes, I was in an absolutely dark space. And sometimes, I was lying in a white cloth, peaceful and comfortable. Sometimes I was able to think like a philosopher, sitting high and seeing all things around and trying to figure out what is happening. And sometimes I was like a stranger, standing outside of the circle, looking back, all I had experienced in my past years. And last memory came to me was that I was pushed into a dark, low-lying tunnel in which I could only grovel because the ground was full of rubble and rocks, cutting my skin with my each and every motion. And the only thing I could do was to crawl forward. Because the moment I tried to stop endless darkness will crush down me. The darkness is like a real material, could absorb my body, a part of that darkness. And the only thing I can do is to move in forward. And in that case, at least I know I still control my own body, as this is still me. And eventually, a feeble light, like a needle, entered in the heavy darkness, increasingly getting stronger and stronger. And I was approaching the light. But just at the moment, my hand almost touched the light. Suddenly, I have another fear. Say, hey, what if I cross the light? What will happen?
So I was so afraid. Says, hey, don't do that. Here, at least, you still control your own body. You are not losing yourself. But who knows what will happen if you do that? Just at that moment. And the whole body, whole mind, whole emotion and spirit, like frozen in between with a deep funk. I was trying to cry, but there's no voice from my throat. At this very moment, a soft voice entered my ears. I could not recognize what the voice was saying. But it did amazingly comfort me. And it was the voice guiding me go through. And then eventually, hey, I woke up and remember all the things happened. And from a Chinese old say, they will say, I came back from hell. Because that's sort of a life experience. And after that, suddenly I know, hey, something was truly different. I'm not saying that because I became a Christian because God saved my life. My point is that God changed the way of understanding my life. So I know there's something much beyond the human experience and human knowledge, human understanding. There's something above. And as my supervisor, Pastor Steve, is working on me really hard. When he learned that I believe everything is logical. Now I still believe everything is logical. But more than that, I know there's something about the grace of God. It's much beyond our human knowledge. So what I'm trying to say is that we must accept uncertainty in our life. Faith is not a result in a logical calculation. As Christians, we live on God's prevenient grace in our daily. The prevenient grace is leading us, guiding us, and strengthening and calling us through. Well, in my own life story, this very grace and mercy have been with me from the beginning and called me into a new chapter of my life. Seeing the very light and the loving voice, coming to know God, growing in faith. That's how I understand the faith. It's not like anything that can calculate on, but trust in God. After that fire accident, when I got off the hospital, my leg was much shorter than the left, because there's the part between the muscle and the bone was worn so deeply. So I cannot stretch my leg like normal. And the doctor said, hey, well, accept that. It's a part of your life. I said, oh, yes, I accept your opinion. But after that, I also know there's something that I don't know. And I experienced the gentle voice and loving God. So I know there's something beyond. And then I stretched my right leg so hard The skin was torn again and again. It was painful, but also faithful. A month later, well, back to normal. I'm not saying this a miracle strengthened my faith. I'm saying this. There's always hope. There's always faith in our life. When I prepared the sermon, I also saw Pastor Steve's reflection on Thomas. And you may see that online in your email. He said that his faith is not certainty. It is a commitment to seeking. He wants more. Thank God for Thomas. Stop making fun of him and get next to him. We are all reaching out our hands, wanting more. Keep reaching, keep yearning, keep looking, keep growing. What a wonderful reflection on that story. Well, I believe we all can learn from this reflection. And by the way, thank you very much, Pastor Steve. Your reflection really made the sermon of a student intern so easy. Well, nobody likes unexpected changes and uncertain results. However, sometimes we have to admit that in the wilderness of life, waves of anxiety, fear, doubt, and chaos are so scary and so real. Even the most faithful disciples at St. Matthew's may feel hard or discouraged. On one hand, we can absolutely do something about it. We can be a skilled person. Let these fears, doubts, be under our control. On the other hand, we can let the grace of God carry us where God wants. Like St. Paul says in the Bible, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. In the life of church, we see and hear and touch the risen Jesus Christ, a new life, a new nature. We live by the grace of God. We shall know that we can also be the grace of God. Jesus is the living water for us. We too can be the living water for this world. The body of Christ is alive and in love with this beautiful world. So may God's grace and peace always be with you forever. Amen.